This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Raise your hand if this has happened to you. You're cooking and you start a recipe that says it takes, say, 20 minutes. But there you are, still standing there an hour later because you had to caramelize the onions. Tom Skoka writes for Gizmodo and has made it his personal mission to bring caramelization truth to the internet. The headline on his most recent piece is Google's algorithm is lying to you about onions and blaming me for it. But really, it's about more than just the onions. Tom, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me about caramelized onions, man, because honestly, it's probably one of the biggest lies in cooking, right?
It is. About 5 years ago, I finally reached my boiling point about this fact. I was reading a recipe in the New York Times. It wasn't even a recipe that I meant to cook. I think it was a recipe for some savory scones, but it said that if you chopped up your onions and you threw them in a pan and you cooked them for 5 minutes and then you cooked them for 5 minutes more, you would have golden brown, sweet caramelized onions to put in your scones. And I said, no, you won't. You won't be anywhere near it. Most of an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, depending on how hard you do it. And so I had seen things like this over and over again. So I wrote an article for Slate about it where I actually tried to cook caramelized onions as fast as I could. And on high heat, I got it done in like 29 minutes, but it was miserable. You're just like stirring like crazy to get it done. So I wrote about this, about how all these recipes always lie about how long it's going to take.
Exactly. So you're right about it in Slate. And now here comes this piece in Gizmodo headlined, Google's algorithm is lying to you about onions and blaming me for it. Tell me about that.
Right. So I wrote the Slate piece, and it was actually sort of a success. It got the New York Times to change its approach to writing about onions. I kept hearing from people who had thought they were bad cooks and then learned that, in fact, they had just been following bad recipes. And so, you know, I had put this down as a little bit of progress against the darkness of falsehood.
Rage against the machine. But then you noticed. Yeah.
So I read these articles that had been that were coming out in the last week or two about how Google has this new feature that's supposed to give you the one true answer to a question you type in. Instead of just feeding you a list of things, it pops out in a big box and tells you what the answer is. And the problem is that people discovered that if you ask it if Barack Obama is planning a coup d'etat against the U.S. government, it says, yes, he is. If you ask it, is MSG poisonous? It says it certainly is, because bad information that people passionately believe in has a way of rising to the top.
Right.
So when I saw this, I thought about the onions again, and I thought about how this was a false thing that there was a lot of information about. So I typed in, how long does it take to caramelize onions? And I was shocked by what I got, because not only did it have the wrong information, but it had the wrong information because it was citing my piece.
Now, we should say that in the days, week or so since this post was published, Google has, in fact, changed the search results, right? So you've changed two things. You've changed the New York Times and you've changed Google.
Right. Unfortunately, it's not really that uplifting, because I'm assuming that this required some manual intervention on their part. Because what happened was its automated information sniffing system just went in, found this article that I guess people had pointed to as something about how long it takes to do this. And then it saw that at the top of the piece, it talks about taking 5 minutes and then taking 5 minutes more, which should mean 10 minutes, but Google just said, oh, it takes 5 minutes. So a piece that was meant to debunk bad information ended up bunking it instead.
But I've never heard that, bunking it. So do you still deal with caramelized onions, or do you just skip recipes with caramelized onions in them?
I throw them in the crock pot overnight.
Oh, that's so smart.
They come out a little juicy, and you might need to like dry them out in the pan a bit before you actually use them, but it's a lot faster.
Tom Skoka, he's a special projects desk guy at Gizmodo. Tom, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.